So George Osborne revealed the budget this week, and the very next day, the Institute for Fiscal Studies warned we could see falling wages and lower living standards. So nothing new there then. The Chancellor was savaged by Tory backbenchers, though, over cuts to disability benefits. Graham Ellis quit and took down the Tories' disability group website in protest. You wonder what would happen if Osborne had to face a fit to work as Chancellor test. He was also criticised for missing the targets he'd set himself on the economy, begging the question, will he be held back a year or just made to promise to try better in the future? Talking of being held back, there are changes galore in the pipeline for teachers. Newly qualified teachers could have to undergo a process similar to learner drivers in the classroom. Which sounds a bit dangerous by all accounts. How do you reverse round a whiteboard safely or parallel park in the sports hall? The proposed changes will see them approved only when considered ready by their head teacher rather than when they've completed a set amount of hours. So it might not just be pupils bringing in presents for the head at the end of term. The White House has confirmed Barack Obama will visit Britain next month. Of course, the next presidential visit after that could well be by Donald Trump, the way things are going. Scary thought, could we cope with his and Boris Johnson's joint exuberance? Would the nation have enough hairspray for both of them? Obama will have a private lunch with the Queen at Windsor Castle. Presumably they'll ban any attempts to rekindle the fire of our special relationship on health and safety grounds. In showbiz, Disney says Harrison Ford is going to return for a fifth Indiana Jones movie. They're probably lawyering up in advance in case any more props fall on him. And talking about films, a movie about Eddie the Eagle Edwards' life landed in London on Thursday. The British ski jumper became hugely popular despite finishing last at the Calgary Winter Olympics in 1988. He argues he'd had years less training than his rivals. The UK's general lack of high mountains, snow, or ski jumps probably didn't help either. Eddie says he doesn't mind being described as the great British underdog, although the Liberal Democrats could argue they deserve the title more.